welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn. And as usual, I have my lovely co-host in the studio with me, Jessica Park. Welcome, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going?
So, anything new in your world?
Well, I got to go sailing last weekend.
I know how much you love to sail.
So. I do. It was a lot of fun. We had great wind and we got up to almost 7 knots, which is...
That's a lot.
It's a pretty big deal.
Not gonna lie. Not too near.
Yeah, you start leaning at that point.
That sounds so fun. You're gonna have to take me out there sometime and command me around and have me go do all that.
Yeah, you'd make great deck fluff. You can just lay there and drink some Mai Tais and sail you around the lake.
That sounds like a plan to me. Do you have any plans for this weekend, for Labor Day weekend?
No. I'm getting ready to go out of town, so.
All right. Yeah, you're going to be out in September, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Awesome. Cheryl Crow is at Centennial Park for free at 2 o'clock.
Today or this weekend?
On Saturday.
On Saturday? Done. All right. I don't have any plans now, so now I have plans. Now I feel connected. So Jessica, as usual, you've brought some great guests in the studio today. You always find the best. So who do we have in the studio with us?
Today we have Russell Lapinto with Tech Rentals, and we're going to start the show today with Kualina Odom Royas. She is CSEP certified, and she is with Events Essentials.
So CSPC, I don't know, all the long letters in front of your title, what does that mean? How do you get that? That's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
That is a big deal. It's actually an international designation. Certified Special Event Professional, CSEP, international designation awarded through ISIS, which is the International Special Events.
We know them well.
And there are about probably 800 CSEPs worldwide.
Wow, that's more than last I heard.
Yeah.
Well, that's not that many, too, when you think about it.
That is not that many.
That makes you special.
That makes me very special.
So give us a little background and tell us about your company and what you do.
Well, Event Essentials is a full-service event and meeting planning company. We are based out of Atlanta, but we go anywhere, just like we were talking about with Russ Lapinto. And we love what we do. And on the other side of that, we also have an education arm. We are event educators. And I started teaching and created the curriculum for the event and meeting planning program at Clayton State University about 10 years ago. And so that program is growing and growing and growing. And people are leaving that program with a certificate in meeting and event planning. So that's a really big deal as well. And then they're taking that and going on to get a CSEP or CMP or CPCE or, I mean, it just runs the gamut, the amount of certifications in the hospitality industry.
Well, that's a pretty big deal that you made this program to help people out, because getting into the industry, unless you have family in there, it's sort of hard to to break in. I mean, everyone thinks they look at it and they might have a glance and say, oh, I can be a meeting planner. That's easy, right? I like to plan parties, but it really is difficult.
It is difficult to break into the industry. And I think for me, it was difficult as well. And one of the things that I wanted to do was just kind of give people a segue into the industry and give them a shortcut, show them what's available, introduce them to ISIS, the International Special Event Society, introduce them to MPI, Meeting Professionals International, PCMA, Professional Convention Management Association.
A lot of letters.
All of those different associations that are in and around Atlanta and the Southeast region that are also international. I just wanted to give people the opportunity to kind of know what they were getting into, you know, as they segued into the hospitality industry.
Okay, so how big is it a difference between the certificate and the certification? Is it a huge leap? Is it ongoing education, sort of like a bachelor and a master's degree?
It is a huge leap. It's almost like it's with a certificate, you are sitting for a couple of hours. Our program is 45 hours or 4.5 continuing education units.
I could even do that.
Yeah. but with a certification, it's long, it's ongoing, as Russ knows. You know, we get these certifications and then we have to recertify every couple of years. So the certification, one of the main differences, there's an exam. There's an exam and there's also a fee, and then there's also the continued education that you have to keep on going to keep these certifications.
So do they change stuff yearly, or do new regulations or certain things like that?
Things change. Luckily, as a CSEP, we don't have to recertify. I'm sorry, we don't have to take an exam, but as a CMP, we have the option of taking the exam to make it better for other incoming CMPs, and that's the Certified Meeting Professional. And we have a conclave every year where we actually go and write exam questions. We're just like a bunch of meeting planning geeks, huh? Mm-hmm. And we go and rewrite questions for the CMP exam. And then we actually take the CMP exam to see if the questions, how they're scaled, how people are answering them, if they are good questions or if they just need to be chucked and start all over again.
That's good to hear.
I think that's great because it's not required that you have these certifications, but it definitely helps and it definitely legitimizes what you're doing in the industry.
It does. It really helps to set you apart from your competition. But then you also have that CSCP family or that CMP family where,
right.
you know, Russ and I can relate because
yes.
you have the CMP,
I've
right?
got the CMP.
Yeah, you know.
15 years ago.
See, you can relate. Mm. And you're like, oh, when's the time for you to recertify?
Yes, right now.
you know?
I got to belly up.
Yeah.
Every 5 years for the CMP.
It's like a family. You know, you're coming together with these organizations. You know, we're the best of the best.
And that's the hard part about getting into the industry is because you're just kind of a lone wolf getting into the industry. But if you have these certifications, you have the support and you have the networks to help you really, really get yourself in there and do good work.
That's right.
Well, I have to imagine also it helps helps with business, too. People see that you went through this process and you had this certification, so it legitimizes what you do.
It does, and that's one of the reasons why I really wanted to start the training program, because as we get more and more CMPs and CSCPs, it makes the industry competitive, and, you know, we can command more with this competitive designation. So, you know, everybody go get your CSCP, go get your CMP, call me if you have any questions about it, but, you know, it just makes us all stronger and more competitive in the industry.
Definitely. So who would be the perfect person to start out this process is getting the certificate? If I was a little bit interested in meeting planning or event planning, would it be good for me to go through that class and I'll get a brief overview of everything, that 45 hours, to see if I actually want to do this?
Yeah, the class is it really is based on two segments of people, those that are just getting started in the industry, as well as those that have been in the industry and are looking for a little bit more continuing education to recertify or to actually go and certify. And we take the class, and based on the students in the class, we kind of frame it towards those goals. So it takes a lot. But, you know, you can do it. And the CSCP and the continuing education unit of it, you know, it's fun. If you're interested in it, it's fun. And it's almost like those 15 hours go by in a breeze.
I love that.
15 weeks, I should say.
15 weeks. So tell us a little bit about your company, Event Essentials, and what you guys do.
Well, we are we do a lot of conferences and meetings. We just came from a conference in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where we were meeting with other vendors to help our site selection process.
Okay.
Because we have clients that want events all over the United States, which is very cool. But you always don't have the time to go to look at those venues. So we just came from a conference where we did some one-on-one matchmaking, met with some really cool vendors and venues to kind of streamline and nail down our different venues that we're looking for in 2014. So a lot of meetings, conventions. We also do trade shows and trade show management. And then we have a social media arm or marketing arm that we serve our clients with as well.
Was that the Collinson event that you went to?
Yeah, that was Connect Marketplace.
Connect, exactly. Yeah, it's an association of – they've got three different segments, association planners, corporate planners, and faith-based. And so the Connect is corporate or association?
Connect and also sports.
And sports
was the other aspect of it. And so they combined the two, association and corporate and sports together.
Right.
So they did a Connect Marketplace and sports.
Okay.
And then they have a conference coming up in October, November for faith-based planners.
And so you have, it's like speed dating.
Speed dating? That's awesome.
Six minute appointments, about 20 per day.
You're really getting an overview of everything.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
that's really cool.
You know, you sign up for those venues that you want to meet with, and they sign up to meet with you as well, and it's matchmaking.
Right.
You know, and
that's so smart to be ahead of the game and see the venue ahead of time, because I mean, you have to. If it was local, you would. So why wouldn't you do it otherwise?
Exactly.
Yeah. You develop a relationship. Even 6 minutes, you get a chance to look at somebody in the eye and decide whether you're going to be able to work together.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's a great way to see a lot in
definitely.
2 days.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really good. And you were talking about finding locations for clients and stuff. So you have the resources to, if someone brings you with their social media, like, oh, I saw this on Pinterest, right? Yeah, I want my wedding to look like that. Oh, okay. Well, I know a place out in Hawaii. That'd be perfect for you. So
Yeah, site selection is always kind of the starting point. You know, you get into the strategic arm of it, finding out why your clients want to have a meeting. Why do you want to spend this amount of money? What are the goals that you want to come from it? What do you want your people to walk away feeling? How do you want them feeling? And if it's corporate, you know, how do you get all of the execs in at one time and give them the most bang for their buck and send them on their way? You start with the strategy, you go to the site selection aspect of it, and then there's always the decor and the food and beverage.
And the audio visual.
And then we get to the audiovisual aspect, those programs. You know, we're working with groups like Russ, you know, to help us
That's a really big part.
Produce the event. Yeah, that's a huge part, those general sessions and
you got to keep everybody awake and engaged.
Yes. Right. You know, Russ, give us some funky music to play. Give us some walk-up music, you know, and you know, you just partner together and you strategically you find a way to make the best event for your client.
Let's go into how you pick your vendors then, because I know that's a really important part of your business. They are, when you plan an event, your vendors represent you. How do you do that matchmaking process? That seems like a very intimate, very hard process to go through.
Vendor management is very tricky, but I've learned that I like the people that I work with. Because they become a part of my business. They make me look good and vice versa. So finding my vendors, other CMPs, other CSCPs, and then I use the associations, ISIS, NACE, MPI, PCMA, all of those other
Smart,
initials.
Because you know they've got their certification. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they know that they're legitimate.
Yes, and we're all talking the same language.
Right.
And I've probably seen them last month at an event. So we have that familiarity already to kind of work together and to know what everybody wants and needs. So you have that aspect.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, Jessica, this gave me an idea that I think we need to come up with a certification for our jobs. And I want to have a lot of letters. It's going to make me so we can get hired at these trade shows and stuff.
Excellent.
And do our radio.
Yeah,
program.
That's where we met. First at the Alley Awards.
Awards.
That was a lot of fun.
We were live broadcasting at the Alley Awards.
That was such a great event. The food was great. The decor was great.
Yeah.
Open bar. You can't beat that. And at the time, I was living in the neighborhood right behind.
That's right. You walked home.
So I walked. I stumbled home. So that was a lot of fun.
You know, the Alley Awards really represents the best of the hospitality in Atlanta. And we've tried really hard to just streamline it and make it a big production that really recognizes the best of the best.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you guys can even submit for best use of media and technology.
At the next
awards in 2014 at the Tabernacle. So, you know,
I love the Tabernacle.
Get your entries in.
All right, well, let's talk about – I want to talk about social media and how it's really impacting your business. I know it's scary, and it's also exciting at the same time. So
yeah, social media is very scary, but like you said, at the same time, it's awesome. It's a great way to reach people. It's a great way to reach that market that you didn't think was possible to touch. You can just reach out with social media. And that's one of the things we're finding, especially with the classes, to look at taking them online, because we're meeting so many people through social media saying, hey, how can we take your class? Mm. Well, it's at Clayton State in Morrow, but we are looking at taking the program online so that we can reach more people. But I think one of the best aspects of social media is the creativity. It is how you can be portrayed. And you have to really look at what it is you're putting out there and make sure that you stay true to yourself. And at the same time, be creative. If you're just putting in text on Facebook, for example, if you're just putting in text, people are not going to look at that, you know, especially people in our industry.
Right.
We're visual. You know, we want to see a pretty flower, a pretty plate of food or something pretty.
Yeah.
You know? we like to see pretty. We like to see crowd shots. We like to see people moving and just be creative with what you're doing. And if you're just getting into social media, I would say one of the best mediums to use is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is that online resume. LinkedIn is that place where you're just yourself and it's professional, but at the same time, you can learn so much about someone and who they're connected to. It's that whole six
Very
degrees
true.
Of separation
yes.
yeah. That LinkedIn has. And I think everybody should have a LinkedIn account, if anything. It is not a time it's not a it doesn't take a lot of time to have a LinkedIn account, and I think the benefits so outweigh.
Sounds like
LinkedIn allows you now, as of recently, allows you to tie your database as well as your calendar to it. So basically, if I'm going to an appointment and meeting people, their LinkedIn profile shows up on my calendar.
Yes.
That's so awesome.
Through LinkedIn contacts. Right. So you can actually see who's going to be at the meeting and learn about them and say, hey, Russ, what's going on in Orlando?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's great, because I always look through the RSVPs and then I look through the profiles and see who is important for me to meet at the networking events. And, you know, you make better time of it if you do that.
So. Yeah.
Sounds like you might need to start a social media certificate class.
Wow. I think that's a great idea.
There we go.
I can help you with some workshops.
That's a great idea. Let's do it.
Yeah. That first idea is free. The rest. So, Qualina, how do people reach out to you, take this class, and also hire you for events?
Oh, you can reach me at 404-642-6064 or LinkedIn. I'm Qualina Odom Royce. That's Qualena Odom hyphen Royce. You can find me on my blog, theqspotblog.com, Q for Qualina.
I like it.
Or my website, eventsessential.com, events with an S, essential no S.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on. That was some great information.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, next up are our we have exactly. We have Russ with Tech Rentals. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So tell us about Tech Rentals.
We're a staging, audiovisual and staging company, national, based here in Atlanta originally, but now we are a, as I say, national offices in Vegas, Orlando, Washington, Nashville, Huntsville, and Memphis.
All the fun places.
All the fun places. Light, sound, video, cameras, anything that's that lets somebody up on the stage be heard is what we produce.
Okay, so you guys do movies or anything, or any movie?
Tends to be corporate events, corporate association meetings, citywide conventions. It's entertainment. It's typically entertainment is tied into the meetings that you're doing. So it's meetings and special events all together.
Yeah, well, it's a cool, definitely niche of the meeting planning industry. How did you get into that? How did you decide to do that?
Background, went to school. Actually, I kind of always knew I wanted to go into this direction. So even in high school, I kind of took classes.
AV club.
AV club and things like that. And then went to school, broadcast journalism at USC, Carolina.
It's a great school.
Great school. 4 years there. Came to Atlanta. Went to work for Turner and CNN and doing camera work and lights and things like that. And then found my way into this end of the business. From a sales standpoint, because when I was doing with CNN and Turner, I was lugging cameras around and
you didn't like that very much.
You know, it was fine, but I was watching old men like me now, 40 and 50 year old men
still doing the same thing.
Doing it, and I'm thinking, I think I'd rather produce these events, and so got into it this way and went with a company called TAVS, which was a big company at the time. It's turned into another company called PSAV, which is in all the hotels. Was with them for about 8 years and then came on board with this company, Tech Rentals, who I've been with for 19 years. And this company's grown from 5 people when I came on board to well over 100 people, about 120 people across the country.
So. Sounds like you made a good career move. I know back in the day, they even used to have degrees just to be a cameraman, and now those people can't find jobs.
Yeah.
To the point of the certification, I actually got my certification, and I'm what's considered a supplier in the industry. You know, there's planners and there's suppliers, there's buyers and sellers. And I did it for the reason that it helped me understand what the planners needed to know. And so I did, you know, not
that's
CMPO saying,
yeah,
it was
smart.
Yeah. It gives me a leg up on my competition that doesn't really know what you need to know. So, and so I know more than just the AV, I understand what you're dealing with from a logistics standpoint, and it's served me well.
That definitely gives you a leg up on all the other competition, because everyone just hates working with tech guys, just tech-minded guys, which are like, oh, this goes here, and all this tech lingo. And they're like, well, I'm trying to plan an event here for business people. Look at the bigger picture. These are the people paying the bills. They don't care about this or that lingo.
It's helped. Like I say, it served me well in terms of being a more well-rounded person within the hospitality industry.
That's such a good point, because that helps us as planners. You know, the certification helps us speak to you guys.
We're reading from the same
song. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you guys speak a totally different technical language.
Right. Oh, that's why I have to get between my tech guys sometimes and the planner and say, okay, defined as and, you know, translated as. Yeah. They mean well, but they, you know, again,
this is not a podium.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And they tend to be specialists, you know, so your audio people, they live the audio world, the video people, same thing, and the lighting people. And so they're very locked into that, and they tend not to be generalists. And so when you're talking about an event, you've got to deal with a whole lot of different disciplines.
Yeah.
As you do, you know, you're not just AV, you're dealing with the food and beverage and the transportation, everything else. Well, within our little niche, there's also those different disciplines.
Well, walk me through a customer engagement, though. How do you deal with your customers? They come in, and how do you serve them best?
Engagement is basically reaching out and finding folks that need your services. Mm-hmm. And so my involvement is in all the things that you just mentioned in terms of the associations, the MPI, the PCMAs, the sites, the NACEs, the GBTAs, the ASTDs, CPBs, and you know, all four letters. And go to them, and you find people that have a need. And then once you do find that, you go through and you sit down and do exactly what we were talking about before, is you go through and find out what they're trying to accomplish. You know, what's the message? You know, how important is budget? How important is wow effect? And you define your goals, and then you come up with a way to achieve those.
Well, what do you guys have the coolest thing you have in your tool belt for the wow effect?
Right now, one of the slicker things that we've been playing with is 3D video mapping. And if you saw the Queen's Gala Jubilee about a little while ago, the big anniversary on the side of Buckingham Palace, they turned that into one big giant screen. And you can shoot it on any number of types of surfaces. And it gives you a very visually unbelievable effect. And again, it can be shot on anything. And that's kind of the cool, hip thing right now. You've seen it in public works and things like that, but we've been incorporated into the stage element of things. So you have, a 3D interactive visual.
That is really cool. That probably keeps people engaged and really looking at the stage, especially if it's a boring event.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we're talking with any number of larger companies that call it AT&T, you know, where the ball, you know, that ball makes a difference and where you can actually spin the ball, you know, from the person that's up on the stage can interact with the screen. So it's not just 3D, but it's interactive. It's slick stuff.
So how do you guys stay on top of technology? I just bought a new computer and now it's already outdated. How do you keep up with all that kind of stuff?
Ours is a tough industry because of the change in technology, how quick it is in terms of investment. Because literally you can buy a projector. I mean, we had projectors 10 years ago, 15 years ago that were the size of caskets. Literally, that shoot, not as bright as the little pocket projectors that you have now. And so, I mean, and those were $50,000 projectors. And now you can get them for obviously a lot less. So it's an ever-challenging deal to stay up on technology, but you have to. Just to be in the game, you have to have the gear.
Definitely.
And so I've been lucky to work for a company that puts the money into that technology. You know, again, you go from regular video to HD video. That means you got to get new cameras, you got to get new projectors, you got to get new. But again, if you're going to be in the game, you got to have that. And that's the element just to get in the game.
Yeah, I know.
Then it's the people that run it, and that's really where the rubber hits the road. You got to have great people.
So how do you go out there and get clients? Is it I'm sure you guys have great word-of-mouth referrals, but there's anything else you're doing, social media, any kind of marketing you guys are doing out there to get clients?
Yes. Again, we work with the different I don't want to give away any secrets here.
Yeah, don't. We don't want any secret sauce.
Yeah, I got my boss sitting back going, generic. Don't say it. Don't say it. Okay, so I'm going to bite my lip.
Your lip. There we go. That's fine.
But mostly from my standpoint is, and again, we're about to go through a major rebranding. So you might want to invite me back in about 3 weeks.
Definitely. We'd love to have you back.
Yeah, because we're going to have a new name that's going to encompass all the companies that we are now and the reach that we have. Because we started out one company here in Atlanta, one office. And at this point, we are in, again, East Coast, West Coast, L.A., Orlando, Nashville, Huntsville, Memphis, and D.C. And so
Las Vegas, too, right?
Vegas,
you got any openings in that office?
Come on out, man. It's my favorite office. But what's nice about that is that now, even though we traveled across the country before and we did shows everywhere, it's the big shows that you were able to travel with because the budgets, you know, you've got to have a budget for
travel, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Per diems and everything else. And if it's too small, you really can't absorb that. So now yeah. we have people in those locations that we can be competitive mm-hmm. on this smaller definitely. Meeting, you know. So
yeah, that's same great. With site visits and things like that. I mean, that has yeah. to be in your budget if, mm-hmm. you know, you're going exactly. to visit the venue. Yeah.
So it gives us a competitive advantage.
Well, definitely. Just having that there. So if someone mm-hmm. here says, I want to do an event out in Las Vegas, like, oh, we got you. And we have the equipment there. And you don't have to worry about, well, how much is it going to cost for me to pack up all my equipment on this thing and ship it out? And I have to tack that on to the customer. And they're not going to like that.
Right, exactly. And again, depending on what it is, if it's a big enough meeting, you can absorb some of those costs. But yeah. when you're starting to talk with a smaller meeting, those costs make it impossible to do some of the business. So
definitely.
I get to say yes more often, which is
yeah.
that makes your life easier. So.
Be a yes man. Yes, that's great.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes, we can do that. All yes, right. You can. Make the sales yes,
and easier. You can bring your talent into whichever state they're needed, right?
Exactly. And what people like to do when they're dealing with a vendor like us is you create teams. You know, the fact is that you want to work with these guys again and again and again.
Yes. Yeah. Cause partnership.
Because they get to know your executives. They get to know the whole flow of the meeting, and so
it gives them peace of mind
too. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to this hotel and deal with a whole different crew and deal with a whole different crew, you know, 3 months later. So again, it's about the people at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, it's always a relationship business. Mm-hmm. Every business is really.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to be in the video space and work with stuff, and I always had the motto, if it could go wrong, it was going to go wrong. How do you deal with stuff that goes wrong in events? How do you train your people to deal with that? I know you guys are great at it. You've been around forever. So
the motto is back up, back up, back up, back up. You never go on site without backup. I mean, I'll tell you a short story of and it's a sad story where I was doing a presentation for the special event, an ISIS uh-huh. event, and I was co-presenting with a guy from Disney, and he showed up, and again, rehearsal and backup.
Yeah.
He showed up pretty much like 10 minutes before the presentation was going on and handed the computer over to the techs and came on, and he couldn't get his computer fired up. So here's a guy with a presentation that has tons of graphics, tons of obviously animation.
Yeah.
And he had nothing. He was doing shadow puppets. It was the saddest thing. I just sat there and it was ingrained in my head that from now on, you know, you bring backup slides, you bring a backup, you don't ever want the thumb drive. I mean, you just don't want to be caught in that position. And then from a staging standpoint, we have backup projectors. You know, a projector goes down, boom. And typically you'll end up stacking projectors because if it can go wrong, it can go wrong. And so if you back yourself up, you're just preparing for packing your chute.
I love to hear, though, that you got to learn from someone else's mistake. Oh, yeah. And it didn't have to be you up on the stage being like...
oh, yeah. No. I prefer other people's mistakes. Sorry, but that's... Yeah.
So you said you're going through rebranding, but what's next? What's the future of Tech Rentals?
Well Tech Rentals has never really served us well in terms of saying who we are and what we really do. Now, back when we were five people and we were delivering overheads and flip charts and, yes, it might have defined what we do. But now when we're doing citywide conventions and major, major events, we're doing production. I mean, we're doing full-blown audiovisual production. And the renaming is going to say exactly who we are and exactly what we do. I say it's probably as good a name as Google or Microsoft. Wait, it's a great name. Yeah. So just
we'll wait. This will be a reveal.
I'm excited. I'm a sales guy. That's excited. So
do you need a party to reveal this?
Oh, we do need a party. We should talk. Yeah, we should talk. Oh, we're gonna do it splashy. I mean, it's a big thing for us. I mean, again, I've been with Tech Rentals for 19 years. It's been an entity for, I believe, 28 at this point. So it's been Tech Rentals for a long time.
And you think rentals, you often think you're picking it up, you're using it in that space, and then bringing it
that's,
back.
That's what I thought. Just from a video point, I thought, I got to get this stuff, set up the cameras. And
there was a day. And
but
there,
you're
and,
right.
And,
yeah.
you, and you can do that. But at the end of the day, again, you're really about hiring the expertise.
Yeah, I want the expertise. I want someone that can do the lighting that knows that.
Oh, definitely.
Using this cookie.
Kalina and I both want that.
We
want
yes.
You want to hire someone, and I want to know it's taken care of. Peace of mind. Yeah, exactly. I get to look like the superhero, and they do all the work. So that sounds
The goal is that the planner doesn't have to worry about that element. They might have to deal with food and beverage over here and make sure the buses
food
are
allergies.
On time. But if you got a good partner, you go, you know what? They got that. And I can go to bed that night and wake up the next
morning. Yeah, Tech Rentals is a good strategic partner, good alliance.
Yes,
good alliance.
Definitely.
You can't go wrong.
Thank you.
Well, tell us, I want to hear about some of the events you guys have done, some of the cool events and places you've done them at. So.
Well, you go first, and I'll follow up. Unless you're not prepared.
Russ.
Oh, no.
I was just going to say one of my favorite events was for a corporate client in Naples, Florida. And that was just very cool because they just wanted all the bells and whistles.
Oh, don't you love that when they're just like, go wild.
Yeah, mm-hmm. including you know, the excursions in Key West and the dolphin encounters and everything. So that was really cool, as well as the production arm of it was really over the top. If you will, and
it's nice to have a budget.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice to not have a budget.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, yes,
but you know, we've done events on cruise ships, and those seem to really work well because of the partnerships. Mm-hmm. You know, partnering with the different cruise lines to have a successful event. Mm-hmm. But that had to be the favorite one was in Naples. Awesome. That was just awesome.
All right, Russ.
I've got a couple that are on either end of the spectrum. One was we just did the 100th anniversary for the American Cancer Society, which was a big deal. They're based here in Atlanta. We do a ton of work with them. And, you know, that's fun to be able to celebrate somebody's or anything's 100th anniversary.
Yeah, exactly.
And American Cancer Society is a great organization. So that was special in that we were part of really kicking it up for their for that party. A fun one was a Vegas gig a few years back when Lance Armstrong was a popular guy. we did a deal in Vegas, and if you've ever been to the Celine Dion theater that they have there that mm-hmm. was built for her, we were doing a show for a technology company in that room, and we had Elton John the night before, and we had Cher the night after. And so we had to get in and do a corporate event in that room in between those two acts.
That's
two big acts to follow.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to mess with Elton John.
No.
Oh, sorry, Elton. Wait 15 more minutes.
We had to hide his piano, which, you know, we couldn't move it. So we, you know, we did scenic elements to hide the piano. We had to hide a, what do you say? How do you say this? He had a huge breast, basically, that was up in the you know, if you've ever been to it, it's he had a huge, and you had to cover some of these questionable elements for a corporate event, and it was fun, you know what I mean, because you're working
the
with
the challenge,
you're working with Elton's crew, and you're working with Cher's crew, because again, you've got to make sure that you're seamlessly coming in and seamlessly going out, and that's where the people come in. You know, these guys are rock star capable technicians, and
so
it was a seamless event, and that's what we love, right?
It's about hiring the right people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Well, Russ, how do people reach out, contact you guys, and hire your services?
For now, for the next 3 weeks,
for the next 3 weeks, before the big reveal.
Yeah, and you know, it's Arlo Pinto at techrentals.com. Phone number is 770-457-0966. www.techrentals.com would be the main and best ways.
All right. So, and look for the reveal in the next.
You have a really cool voice of God voice.
He's got the radio voice.
I've been trying to get rid of the Jersey thing, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn.
Well, see, but Brooklyn's cool.
Yeah, Brooklyn's cool.
Jersey's trying to be cool.
So we got two New Yorkers up in here.
Yeah, damn Yankees, right?
I lived in Harlem for a couple years.
Oh, so. I went to school in
116th
Harlem.
And 1st, so right across from the Dunkin' Donuts. 24-hour Dunkin' Donuts. It was awesome.
Nice.
Beautiful thing.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for being on. This was a great show, great information. You guys are just a delight to be around. So.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And Jessica, I always like to check on how your Ventrepreneurs group is going. You're always hard at work with that.
Yeah, it's a great growing group. We're on LinkedIn and Facebook, and it's a great resource for education in the events industry. So, yeah, it's doing really well.
Awesome. Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.